Joining us this morning, we have Mandy Kimes, who's the Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're kind of still talking about the eclipse, I understand, right? So
Who isn't?
That's all we've been talking about here this morning. So, you know.
You know, I really did think about getting in my car and just driving to Indianapolis or something, but I really feel like we had a good view here and it was still a really significant experience. So I was really happy our college and our community gave out viewing glasses to whomever showed up to grab them. And so we were just standing in the middle of the street or on top of the Carnegie Building stairs watching. It was hard not to. It was really amazing.
Now, I understand we weren't really in the path of totality here, but it was like supposed to be around 85% or something like that. And
oh, I was told 91%.
Really?
And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it honestly, it's so cool when you learn all about the different research being done around eclipses. Like people were listening to the animals, they were watching animals, they were sending off rockets and testing the atmosphere. Like there's just a lot of peculiar things that happen when the sun suddenly is blocked. So I loved it. I felt like it was almost like an alien sighting or something. It was fun.
Well, it was something unique, you know, an unique experience in your life. So there you go. But
yeah,
today we're going to talk about job fairs. Now, I think the high school has one coming up pretty soon, don't they?
They do. It's actually coming up, I believe, on the 18th. And, you know, one thing I really think is important to think about is how few of our high schoolers and college students even know about the amazing opportunities for careers right here in Ripon. Ripon really does have an incredible amount of things that we produce and different just types of industries. And so one of my passions is helping the next generation understand how amazing an opportunity there is for them to start their work life right here in Ripon. And so we're going to be at the high school teaching students all about the things that Ripon creates and sends out to the world. And there's going to be a lot of really cool employers there. And so there's still time to sign up for that. And it's just important to take the time to, you know, to educate. And then there's ones for adults as well. There's going to be one, the Fond du Lac County Fair is also on the 18th. And then there's a job expo happening at the Heidel House on April 25th. And that will service high schoolers in the morning and adults in the evening. And so if anyone's thinking about, you know, just even exploring a different career, April would be a great month to do so.
Yeah, I think that one in Fond du Lac is at the expo building on the fairgrounds, right? I believe so.
It is, yeah. And they're going to have people there that even can translate different languages. So they're really going to be ready to welcome a diverse amount of people and many different job opportunities. So definitely check it out.
Okay. Are there jobs in Chamber? There's always volunteer opportunities, right?
Oh, yeah. There sure are. We actually just had someone stop in and bring us some very cool Victorian coats that they want to give us for Dickens. And
wow.
I said, you know, we could really use more, you know, you could come on our committee. And so I'm told that back in the day, so many community members were on different committees for Dickens of a Christmas. And mm-hmm. I would love to see that again. I really think our volunteerism is at an all-time low, but I'm determined to bring it back up because we can't do events like that without our volunteers, and it would be incredible to have too many volunteers. That's what I'm dreaming for this December.
All right. One of the other things that is coming up, we have our 175th anniversary this year, right? So you kind of had the kickoff event with the Little White Schoolhouse. In their 170th anniversary of the birthplace of the Republican Party. But you've got events planned for the 175th anniversary of Ripon, and you've mm-hmm. got one coming up this summer, is it?
Yeah, so in May, we're having our annual chamber celebration. And so it's really open to anyone that wants to celebrate the the business achievements in our community. And we're going to have lots of our members there, but anyone can really come. It's going to be at Vines and Rushes, May 22nd, starting at 5 o'clock. Tickets are $50, and all donations are going to be going towards our programs and events. We'll have a silent auction, and we're going to have some really cool pictures of Ripon back in the day. It's all going to be themed off of the Ripon Street Fair that happened in the early 1900s, where they would showcase the best of the best of Ripon. And so that's what we'll be doing. There's going to be live entertainment, and it's really a time for the business community and people who care about the business community to come together and celebrate Ripon.
Okay, so you said that was May
22nd. It's a Wednesday night.
And you got something else that's planned around the 4th of July, I understand?
Yeah, so, you know, we know there's lots of really big shows you can go to all around our area. And Ripon, we just have a pretty simple but pretty great fireworks display. And so this year, the Chamber is partnering with the city, with the Parks and Recs Department, but also the Kiwanis Club. And we are going to offer Red, White, and Boom is the name of our celebration. And not only will there be the softball game that the Kiwanis Club is doing, but there's going to be a really cool petting zoo, bounce house, face painting. There's going to be a replica of the Little White Schoolhouse, just like the national anthem. It's just going to be so cool. So I really love getting to just stay in Ripon and not having to deal with all the traffic and people and enjoy this community moment. And so, yeah, definitely make your plans now. If you don't want to go far out there, just stay here in Ripon.
All right. And that was the Red, White, and Blue, did you say?
Boom.
Boom. Okay.
It starts at 6 o'clock and then it ends at boom.
Boom. Okay. I wasn't sure. At first I thought you said boo and I thought, well, it's too early for Halloween. So, okay.
People were very clever.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Boom makes more sense. So, okay. Last thing we wanted to talk about is something that you were involved with, and that is the Box of Hope. You were part of the Leadership Fond du Lac program, and I believe they were the ones that came up with this concept, right?
Yeah, so we wanted to have a place that is available 24/7, that is somewhere public but not super visible, so that people feel like the freedom to go and use this box. But it's full of things that are just necessities, whether it's toilet paper, diapers, shampoo. Sometimes in the winter, obviously, there's gloves and, you know, just the things that we might be running low on when we're having a hard time. And so it, ever since we started it, it's been used every single week. Sometimes they even have to refill it in the middle of the week. And so there's definitely a huge need out there in our community. Just recently, one of our area churches, St. Peter's, did a donation drive and really stocked the Box of Hope right outside of Traded Treasures, full of things that people really need and are going without. And so I just want to encourage people to think about donating. They can just bring it to the Traded Treasures and say it's for the Box of Hope. But what we really need is groups to do an annual drive so that we can sustain the Box of Hope for many more years to come.
It's kind of... It's kind of a way to fill the gap, so to speak, right? For someone's needs.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a long-term solution. And inside the box, we actually have a list of different resources available in the community and the county to try to pair people up with more long-term support. But in that gap moment when someone just urgently needs, you know, formula, they can go to the Box of Hope and see if it's there. And so it's really a great community pantry that has helped a lot of people in those moments.
Anything else while we got you on the horn today, Mandy?
I'm just excited. It's like going to be spring outside. Summer's coming. We're getting ready for a really busy summer. And we just know that, you know, this is a time where Wisconsin gets to show off how beautiful it is. And so I can't wait to be part of all that Ripon is doing this summer. And I'm just ready for, you know, putting away the coats and scarves and having those long summer nights again.
All right. Mandy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. See you later.
That is Mandy Kimes, the Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate her joining us this morning.